The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Hi, I'm Andrea Rideout, and we're coming up to Energize Green in just a few moments. But first, I wanted to announce there's a terrific event coming up in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's the NARI 2009 Remodeled Homes Tour. And my buddy Lisa Pirelli is here with me, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what the home tour is all about. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andrea. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here on CNN, and we're excited to see that you guys are doing another home tour at NARI.
We are. This is our third annual home tour. We have six homes in the tour this year, and participants can come see anything from kitchen remodels to complete home renovations to wonderful spa bathrooms to media rooms. So there's all kinds of great remodels for them to come view.
And where are all the homes located? Are they all across the Metroplex or based more around Dallas?
This year it actually worked out, and typically they are, but this year everything is right north of 635. And one home goes all the way up to McKinney, so there's like 24 miles total if you drive from home 1 to home 6.
Oh, wonderful. And we can find out more at naridallas.org. So I know there's a map there and information on tickets.
Go to naridallas.org. You can see all the homes. You can see the before and afters. You can pull a map down to give you driving directions to each home. You can even purchase your tickets online.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $8 online, and if you get them at the home, if you purchase them at the home, they're $10.
Oh, okay.
So it's better for you to get them online. You save $2.
And how about for the kiddos that might want to come along?
Kiddos, children are free, 12 years and younger.
Oh, wonderful.
So
what a deal.
Anyone 12 years and younger are free.
Okay, and it's kid-friendly, so they can come along, right?
It is kid-friendly. You know, we do ask that homes are occupied by owners, so we do ask that people don't bring strollers through and things like that, and to watch the children, but we do not mind having children, though.
Wonderful. And I know this is benefiting a terrific cause. Tell me a little bit about Rebuilding Together.
Rebuilding Together is a wonderful nonprofit organization. We've all heard of Habitat for Humanity, correct?
That's exactly right.
Right. And what Rebuilding Together does is it takes and goes in and rejuvenates homes that are for elderly or for people that have become disabled in need. So, for example, if it's someone that they do a lot for veterans, if they come back from the war, they've been wounded or something, they completely outfit their home so it can accommodate their disabilities.
And so the NARI Remodeled Homes Tour this year is actually benefiting Rebuilding Together.
That is correct. It
wonderful.
Sure is.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank your sponsors, too. I know PTI Hardwood and the folks at Ferguson have really been a great supporter of the Homes Tour and of the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, of which I'm a member.
I know you are. It is wonderful to have such great sponsors, because without them, we could not do this.
Well, terrific. Well, everybody go check out naridallas.org, and you can also visit energizegreen.com. We've got a link there to the NARI Dallas Remodeled Homes Tour. And Lisa, we sure appreciate you being on the show today.
Thanks, Andrea.
Well, you bet. And we'll talk about it next weekend, too. This is going on all day from 10 in the morning till 5. And again, six beautiful homes here in the Dallas Metroplex that have recently been remodeled. It's called the NARI 2009 Remodeled Home Tour. Thanks, Lisa.
You bet. Thanks, Andrea.
You bet. And Dan Lipinski, why don't you come on with me? I know we've got a couple of other events that are coming up, and then we're going to be starting Energize Green today.
We have got the Sierra Club Bike Rally next Saturday, the 31st, Halloween.
Great. And that's going to be going on at the Bathhouse Cultural Center at White Rock Lake. And we've got some things going on in Fort Worth. I know they've got their composting class and all that coming up.
They have got a whole calendar full coming up on Saturday, November 7th, and again on the 14th, the Master Composter class in Fort Worth. The participants will spend 2 days in the classroom and doing hands-on activities, learning about proper leaf management, the ins and outs of composting, and vermicomposting.
Ooh.
That's an interesting vermicomposting is something new to me. Class participants completing both days will receive a compost bin, and they can register at the website fwbg.org. That's FW, like in Fort Worth, BG.org.
Fantastic. And we're going to come back in just a few minutes with Energize Green. But until then, I know we've also got, we want to mention some national events. This is October 26th and 28th, and it is the Solar Power International that's going on out in Anaheim.
That is a huge event. 25,000 people expected, more than 700 exhibitors and so forth in Anaheim, and it's going on all weekend, the 27th through the 29th.
And then November 11th and 12th, we've got Green America's Green Business Conference. This is actually a really cool thing for folks who are trying to go green in their businesses, and it's going on actually out in San Francisco.
At the Hotel Whitcomb. Again, that's November 11th and 12th.
Okay, and we've got some links to that on our website, Energize Green.
We do.
Okay, fantastic. And then the San Francisco Green Festival.
This is the biggie.
It sure is. And our friends from Mother Earth News are actually going to be there. Brian Welch, who's the publisher. Casey Compton, she's the editor-in-chief of the Herb Companion.
And Tabitha Alderman.
And she is one of the associate editors there.
Senior associate editors.
That's right. And it's going on at the San Francisco, it's the San Francisco Green Festival. It's November 13th through 15th.
And we have a link for that on our website as well, energizegreen.com.
You bet. And then, of course, last but not least, the Renewable Energy World North American Conference and Expo is going to be going on here in Austin in February, so mark your calendars for that. And we'll be back with Energize Green in just a moment.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
On CNN 1190, it's Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson. To trust someone with your money is to trust them with your future. Join Brian every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 as he will help transform your long-term financial goals and dreams into realities. Start planning your financial future today. Go to virtuswealth.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-S wealth.com. And be sure to tune into Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 on CNN 1190.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green. We've got a great hour coming up for you.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
Boy, some of our favorites, huh?
I love this.
We've got Brad Staggs. He's coming on from the HGTV Pro, folks.
HGTV.
That's right.
Home and we're going to
be we're going to be talking about diesel cars, Volkswagens.
And they're green.
And they're green and insulation.
Even our white Jetta is green.
Well, it is. I know. I love it, actually.
It's
what about
white
your
on
green
Jetta?
You have a green Jetta, too. So you
have, have the white Jetta at the moment, but working on another one.
Oh, you're working? Oh, okay. I thought you had another one.
Even had one of our listeners call me and said, I wanted to know, where was that again? and he said, I heard it, and I want to talk to those folks. I want to buy one of those new Jettas.
Hey, I love that.
I actually did get a call from him at work.
That's what we like. And we're going to be talking with Melissa Schultz. She's going to have a Green Thoughts segment for us today.
I always love those. That's, you know, that's the most calming part of the whole show. This is the fastest hour of my week, and I love listening to those.
Well, you're going to love Melissa's essay this week. It's just beautiful. And when I read it, it actually brought tears to my eyes. So everyone's going to love listening to her. And that's going to be at the end of the show today. And we're going to have an insulation talk in the meantime. And so we've got lots and lots of stuff today. Great hour of power.
Well, I've got some questions for him because this would be Dale Cox from Garland Insulating. I'm rebuilding a home, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, terrific. Well, let's start with Brad Staggs. We've got Brad Staggs with us from HGTV Pro. And Brad, we're always thrilled to have you on the show. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you both. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. So,
well, we know you're doing all kinds of projects. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have a fabulous job. I get to review products in the building industry, particularly for HGTVPro.com and their the weekly show that airs on HGTV. I'm also doing some work with the Southern Pine Awareness Network and showing people how to build things in the workshop. And I'm in the middle of writing a book.
Oh, so, wow. What are you writing about?
Home improvement, penny pitching.
Oh,
home improvement.
Gee.
Go figure.
I should have known, huh?
Go figure.
Penny
pinching. Wouldn't let me write about anything else.
Penny pinching. Now, we like that topic here.
Yeah, exactly. You see, these are all projects around the house that you can do that are either inexpensive to do but add value or might cost a little bit of money but will save you money down the road. So
like,
I wanted to do something a little different.
Yeah, can you give us an example?
Well, let's see. Well, we talk about basic things like repairing concrete, the fact that water will find a way. I mean, you know how damaging water can be to a home.
Sure.
Most people think it's a little fuzzy, wonderful thing, but water, it actually can be very destructive. I've seen it push rocks through cinder block walls.
Wow.
It's amazing what water can do. So we talk about things you can do around your home to make sure the water's not going to get into your house, sealing up concrete, repairing cracks in concrete, installing a motion sensor for a light switch so that your lights go on when you're in the room and turn off when you're out of the room, obviously saving you money. And I'm a huge culprit with that. I have to admit, I will leave lights on in different parts of the house when I probably shouldn't. So.
And so that's a great way of going green, too.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, these are all, the thing I love about green is it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Green things are common sense. And my friend Ed Del Grande, who's a master plumber up in the Northeast, does quite a bit of work with
HGTV.
And
a super friend of ours.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours. We love having Ed on the show.
So I always credit him because he's the first one. We were discussing this one day. He says, you know, Brad, 20 years ago, green was just common sense.
There you
and
go.
And I said, yes, Ed, you are absolutely right. And from now on, I'm stealing that line.
So for all of our Boston listeners, he is from New England. He's not making fun of you.
Oh, I love it. And actually, I used to live in New Hampshire.
Oh, so you're from up there too, kind of.
It's in the backyard, not too far from the car.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is a hoot.
Now, you were saying earlier you get to test all kinds of neat products. And, of course, you know, down here in Texas, we're crazy for gadgets and new products and neat green things. Dan and I both love testing stuff. What have you been getting to play with lately?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things first of all, like I said, it goes back to the common sense thing. You recycling what you can. It's the old take what you want but eat what you take.
Sure.
That sort of thing at the dinner table. Recently, I found a couple of really cool things that they're companies that use the word green as more than just a marketing ploy, because that's one of my pet peeves. I cannot stand things that say they are quote-unquote green, and it's just a marketing ploy, green and nothing but name.
Well, and we talk about that here on the show a lot, too, this whole greenwashing that's going on in the industry.
Yeah. I mean, it's a backlash, and again, it's common sense. Let's use our heads about this stuff.
Sure.
Light to Go is it's a really cool lamp from a company called No End, K-N-O-E-N-D, No End. And they're a design studio that tries to be, again, uses their head when it comes to design. Their Light to Go is a product that virtually eliminates packaging in that the actual packaging for the lamp becomes the lamp shade.
Hey,
oh, isn't that neat?
That's clever.
Yeah, I mean, it really is neat. The only thing that's left when you put this whole thing together are a couple of pieces of twine and a little strip of recyclable thick stock paper, maybe a foot long.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
it. you know, generally you find lights and you've got styrofoam to get rid of and cardboard
to get
rid of.
Right, a big box and plastic bags and everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love things like that that truly are, and it's a small company, and I love finding the little companies and helping them out.
You bet. And so it's Light to Go, and the company is Know, K-N-O-W-E-N-D.
It's K-N-O-E-N-D, and the product is spelled L-I-T-E, numeral 2, G-O, Light to Go.
Cool. We'll have to play with one of those. Neat.
And in the building material product, building materials side of things, I was just talking with a contractor up in the, he's up in Minnesota, I want to say, for some reason, either Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Oh, Dan's home place there.
And he's come up with this, it's a product that you can, it's a furring strip, basically, for basement walls. It's called the Eco Stud.
Okay.
And it looks...
It's not a good-looking guy that is into ecology? The Eco Stud?
Exactly, yeah. It's mirrored after him. Picture a metal stud, if you will. You're making me blush. Metal stud, if you will, but it's made out of a polymer. Basically, it's made out of a plastic. It's made out of a recycled material and is itself recyclable. So it has much better insulative qualities than metal.
Right.
So anywhere you'd typically use these metal studs to fur out a block wall in a basement. Well, you can use these Eco Studs and then spray foam in between them and really insulate your basement.
Wow.
And again, be very green about it. And again, the thing I like about this, he's one guy. Came up with this idea, and now he's marketing it across the country. Made in the USA.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really, it's just a cool product. It's called the Eco Stud.
How neat. I love that. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and then something else that, the number one question, as you know, I was one of the co-hosts of Talk to DIY Home Improvement, which is still on DIY Network.
Exactly. A wonderful show.
Well, thank you very much. The check's in the mail. The number one question we always had on that show was, can I paint my countertops?
You know, we used to get that all the time when I was doing Ask Andrea.
Isn't that amazing?
It is an amazing, yeah. And actually, for a while I said no. Towards the end of the show, I had found a few products that, yes, you could find. But what have you found?
You raised a white flag and gave up, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Don't ask me that anymore.
And as you know, I mean, the products in the past, yeah, you could paint your countertop, but it ended up looking like a painted countertop.
Yeah, and it didn't wear well. Two, three years down the road, it would be all scratched and it would be, you know,
you get
stuff
little flecks
would come
of paint
yeah,
in your flex, food.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is something that's relatively new. It's called Gianni Granite Countertop Paint. And yes, it's the same. You're going to end up with the same situation. You're taking what should be a no-maintenance situation and turning it into a maintenance situation. And, you know, that's never going to change anytime you put paint on a countertop. The thing about this that makes it different, it actually looks good.
Oh.
I was stunned. And what they've done, instead of just rolling out paint on your countertop, they've essentially, it's a faux paint technique. They give you all the paint, they give you the sponge, they give you the roller, they give you the top coat. So essentially you're creating this granite-looking surface, which is reasonably easy to do on the countertop, and then coating it with a clear top coat. Now, you know, at the end of it, yes, it looks good. Bottom line is that there's paint on your countertop, so
right.
you need to
be a little bit. You're not going to want to slice your tomatoes directly on the countertop.
Yeah, and that's very true. But you know what? If you get really technical with it, you're not supposed to slice your tomatoes on your countertop anyway.
Well, that's absolutely true.
You know, you're supposed to use a cutting
board. We all know that, don't we?
right, Dan? So you know,
two cutting boards.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, technically you're not having to do anything differently, but it's actually a product that looks good. And I was thrilled to find that because it's about $40 for the average size countertop. I think it covers 35 square feet, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's about $40. So it's just it's one of those things that obviously there was a need and they've filled that need. The same company also makes a stainless steel paint.
Oh wow, I love that.
Which is really, really cool. And it's, you know, it's as close as you can get to making something look like stainless steel.
And Brad, how do you spell Gianni? Is it G-I-A-N-N-I?
G-I-A-N-I.
G-I-A-N-I.
Okay, just one N.
Good.
Yeah, just,
Dan,
just
you're much
end.
Smarter than I
no,
am. Everyone knows that.
Just engineering.
By the way, listeners, if you've just joined us, we've got Brad Staggs on with us. And Brad is, of course, from HGTV Pro. He's from Talk to DIY and an amazing guy. Brad, I know you and I met. Of course, we know how we met, but maybe folks might like to know. I was doing a television show. I was doing some cool tool segments for you and your partner. I always want to say, how did we say it? Bad Breath Productions?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way, you know, when people, her name is Beth Knott. And
Beth
people
Knott.
Would meet us, they'd say, this is Brad, this is Beth, and they would always bad breath.
Brad and Beth, and it always came out bad breath. So
no, HHI, halitosis home improvement.
That's right.
Ooh, I like that. Halitosis home improvement.
That's really cute.
But, yeah, that's been, what, 15, 20 years ago now?
87 years ago. No, it was like five, 6 years ago, I guess.
Yeah,
that we were doing the cool tool segments. But it was a lot of fun. And we've only got about a minute left or so, but can you give listeners a tip if they're maybe trying to find green products of their own?
You know, I tell you what, I would love to say I've got a secret formula for doing it, but quite frankly, the best way to do it is to get on, Google something, you know, Google green product, but then go beyond that and actually look and see how the product is made. Find out where it's made. I'm a big proponent of buying stuff that's made in this country because we are not a nation of makers anymore. There are very few of us that are making things. So let's try to rebuild that in the United States of America. Go after products that truly are green, that use common sense manufacturing techniques and processes, and that are made here.
That's and if you can buy local, that's another great tip.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Local. I mean, you got to weigh the benefits, and bottom line, you've got to use common sense.
I'm doing both on my project house up in Wisconsin. They're both American and local to the house.
See? Yeah. I mean, it's...
See, you should try those eco studs up there.
I would like to very much. I'm going to get with Brad after we get done on the air here and say, pick his brain a little bit.
Absolutely.
Well, Brad, you are wonderful as always. And for listeners, for listeners who want to find out more about you, Brad Staggs, and what you've got going on, is there a website they can visit?
Well, you can always go. I tell you what, the best way to find things that are going on, I've got a YouTube channel with a lot of different videos. But if you go to hgtvpro.com and to the video section and just type my name in there, you'll find all the products that I've been able to find. And we're always adding them, so take a look there.
All right, and we will be back with more Energized Green in just a moment and lots of other cool green topics for you. We'll be right back.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star-rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium-grade, UL-approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we promised you insulation, and we deliver. We've got Dale Cox with us. Dale is actually with a company that's here in the Dallas area. It's called Garland Insulating. And for you listeners who are around the country, I think you're going to get some great information out of Dale because he knows everything there is to know about insulation.
And then some.
And then some. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, after that introduction, I'm not sure how I'm doing.
Hello, Dale. I'm working on a project house right now up in Wisconsin, and it's cold up there. I know it's going to be wintertime. We got winter coming up all over the country. Where do we start? How do we know if we've got enough insulation in our attics to start with?
Well, that's great. You're talking about existing homes, and that's a great point because the ICAA will state that, which is the Insulation Contractors Association of America, will state that there's about 75 million homes in America today that are under-insulated.
Which is how many? That's got to be more than half the homes.
Probably right around 50%. And we see it every day in Dallas and Fort Worth, and we're also in Houston and Austin, and we see it every day where people's insulation, and over time, the gravity will set in, it'll settle, and it'll start to, or if you have somebody go into your attic and they're going to put a TV dish or work on the cables or maybe do some HVAC work, and people will trample it down, and they'll actually step on the insulation. And once you step on that insulation, or once you compress it, it loses some of its R value then.
See, that's a common question that I'm often asked when I go to the various trade shows and so forth is, hey, I want to put a deck inside my attic area and use it for storage. I want to put down the insulation first, and then I want to put the boards on top. What happens when they do that?
Well, you can do that, but you're going to have to make sure that the framing will allow you to put a 12 or 13-inch bat in there, like an R38 bat. The framing needs to allow for that, and then you can place it on top of it. And that's where it gets a little bit difficult.
And if you squish it down, it loses some of its insulating value.
Yeah, all of it. Any type, whether it's a fiberglass bat or whether it's a cellulose or rock wool or fiberglass attic blow, a pneumatically blown material, if it's compressed, you lose R values.
Okay, if you want to use your attic for storage, is it smarter then to put, say, a radiant barrier and then, like, the foam insulation? Is that going to be a better option for you, and then you can use your floor?
Andrew, that's definitely an option. In fact, we're seeing more and more in the state of Texas, in the areas that we work, we're seeing more and more people go to the polyurethane foam on the roof line, and that way they can go back and they can deck their attics, and that is a good statement. Now, what you don't want to do, though, is you don't want to combine the radiant barrier with the foam, because the radiant barrier, if you put a radiant barrier on the roof line, Andrea, you got to let it stay all by itself. There can't be anything else that touches it, because then it loses its reflective property and actually becomes conductive of the radiant heat.
I didn't know that.
If you got the foam in there, do you need a radiant barrier?
If you have the foam in there, I would tell you that the foam is more about air infiltration than it is about reflecting radiant heat. It's more about air infiltration and sealing up the house. So they really do two different things.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Andrea and I were doing the state fair here in Texas, and
right.
I was asked a question, an excellent question that I'm still researching. I know that we install radiant barrier with the shiny side toward the inside of the attic. At least that's the way it's always been instructed. And somebody asked me why. Why do we put the shiny side in toward the attic? Can't you put it outward to reflect? You're thinking, gee, I'm going to reflect the infrared and all the radiant heat and everything else. It's almost counterintuitive to put it the other way. Why do we do it?
Well, when you place it on the inside, it actually lets the radiant heat, it'll go through the shingles and through the roof line, and then once it hits that reflective barrier, it goes right back through it. If you turn it the other way, then there is a chance that, as I said before, that you're going to get something to touch that radiant part or touch the shinies.
And it's not going to work as well?
Right, and it will not work as well.
Okay, very interesting. I see that. I learned something new every time I do this show, and that is I didn't know that you weren't supposed to touch the shiny side.
Yes.
That is a very good point. Okay, Let's talk about Dan's house up in Wisconsin. Okay, now he's trying. He doesn't want to keep the warm out. He wants to keep the cold
warm
out.
In.
That's right. He wants to keep the warm in. What would you recommend on a home like that?
Well, and that's the great thing about insulation. I mean, insulation doesn't create cool. It doesn't create warm. It doesn't create cold. What it does is however you've heated the home or heat or cooled the structure, it holds that temperature in.
Okay, so for Dan's house up in Wisconsin, it's basically the same option. It's either, say, blown-in insulation or bats, or maybe if he wants to go with foam in the rafters.
Absolutely.
You know, as a matter of fact, it's set up right now so that it can be what we call cross-batted. There's going to be a row of insulation going vertically, a row going horizontally, and the roof line up there is going to have R60 when we get finished.
Is that right?
Wow.
It gets cold up there, Dale. This is up in the northwest part of Wisconsin, a little northeast of a town called Rice Lake, just out of a little town called Ladysmith.
And that's very important, too. And all of your listeners, they can go to the Department of Energy website, they can actually see what the Department of Energy states, what the recommended R value is for that area. For example, the Department of Energy now will say that the state of Texas needs an R49 in certain parts and R38 in others.
And what do you guys generally recommend at Garland Insulating? Do you go by the DOE specs, or do you actually go beyond that?
What we do at Garland Insulating is we allow people choices, and we'll tell them that most of the new construction in Dallas and Fort Worth and in Houston and Austin will usually get R30. If it's an Energy Star project and so forth, then an R38. But as I said, the Department of Energy will state an R49. And so actually what we'll do is we'll give the homeowner choices, because obviously as you add and increase the R value, the cost is going to go up. So they need to do a return on investment study and what makes sense for them.
Terrific. Well, Dale, we sure appreciate you being with us. Dale Cox with Garland Insulating. And what's your website, Dale, for listeners who want to contact you?
Great. We have two websites. One is www.garlandinsulating.com. And we have a new website just for fit, which is existing homes. And it is youcanbuycool.com.
Youcanbuycool.com. Terrific. Dale Cox with Garland Insulating. And we'll be back with more Keen Green and Energy Lean right on Energize Green.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car. And you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal. It's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
I'm Pete Cronus, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I've got the folks here from Metro Volkswagen. This is actually a Volkswagen dealership here in our hometown where Dan, of course, you've got a Volkswagen.
Yes, we do. We actually have a Jetta TDI.
Yeah, and the Jetta.
Turbo diesel.
This is actually your dealership, isn't it? This is where you take the car to get fixed.
I stopped in there just totally out of the blue one day, and I got treated so well. I said, I've got to have these people on.
This is it. Oh, yeah. These are great folks. So we had been wanting to talk about green cars, and I think we had Todd Wright on from Metro a couple, I don't know,
couple
month ago.
Or,
yeah, a couple months ago. And I thought we'd have another voice today. Let's try somebody different and see if Oscar Ramirez can fill us in. I hear he's the VW guru here in North Texas.
He's one of them, certainly.
Yeah, and I wanted to find out a little bit more about these crazy diesel that are just breaking all records. That when I think the Jetta TDI won, what, Green Car of the Year or something?
Green and diesel don't go together in people's minds when you think about it, but at least in our case, we have proven it. We're getting 48 miles to the gallon out of our TDI right now.
Well, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing you brag on your car all the time. I'm going to have to get a Volkswagen, I guess.
Well, I've already had a friend of mine say I want to go over and stop and talk to them.
Well, you know what? My very first car was actually a beautiful yellow Super Beetle, and I adored that car. So I think I need to go shopping for a Volkswagen.
It wasn't Herbie, it was Herbette.
Actually, his name was Alex.
Oh, my.
Don't laugh, but yeah.
I won't.
He was Alex the yellow Volkswagen.
I lied. Okay.
So, but he was a wonderful car. I miss him very much. But I'll tell you what, let's talk Volkswagen today, and we're going to talk diesels, and let's just bring Oscar Ramirez on with us.
Definitely. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, we're just tickled to have you on the show today, and we're wanting to talk about diesels. First of all, I keep hearing this thing all the time, this clean diesel. This is a clean diesel. This is when I was at the State Fair a couple weeks ago, I heard that term several times. You got to go down and see the new clean diesels. What in the world is a clean diesel? That sounds like an oxymoron to me. So what is a clean diesel?
Clean diesel. Well, what makes the Volkswagen a clean diesel is that the 2.0 turbocharged engine is the only diesel on the road today that meets the strict European CO2 emissions regulations without the help of urea additive.
Now, what's that? What's a urea additive?
That's AdBlue that you have to add to certain engines to make it a clean diesel.
To make it a clean diesel, okay.
Correct.
And so is there something in particular about this engine that makes it more clean? I mean, does it have a certain way of filtering the diesel or what?
Yes, it does. And the way this works is the exhaust has a particulate filter. So, it has an exhaust gas recirculation system, and it has a filter next to the turbocharger. And what it does is it cleans the gases that comes out of the engine.
Okay, very cool. Now, I know you've got a buddy there at the dealership, Todd Wright. Todd, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing dynamite. How are you guys doing?
We are just super duper today. And we were talking a little bit with Oscar there about some of the technical side of this, the Jetta diesel. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about it. Now, this the new clean diesel that I keep hearing about, is it available all over the country?
It is. It's actually available in all 50 states. The beautiful thing is in 2009, that was voted Green Car of the Year. Actually, in 2010, the new 2010 Golf TDI is coming out, and it's been nominated for the Green Car of the Year now as well, and that car will be available in all 50 states. So Volkswagen's going to have two cars that hopefully we get the name of Green Car of the Year.
So in the nominations now, when do they vote and when do we find out?
Actually, it'll be nominated, I believe, next month at the Los Angeles Auto Show. So we're really looking forward to that. I don't have an exact date. I probably should because we're really looking forward to that. But I just got that information. This is hot off the presses today.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, it's something our listeners can certainly keep tabs on and watch for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, my son wants a Golf. He keeps begging me every year. He's like, can I get a Golf this year?
Well, we're so glad to have that car coming back out. I mean, we've really missed not only that price point, but the fact that so many people in the U.S. really kind of, know Volkswagen. They know the Golf or the Rabbit, whichever one you want to call it. And really for the last, 8 months, we haven't really had that price point. So we're definitely excited to be getting that car and joining the Volkswagen family again.
Well, and you keep referring to TDI, like the Jetta TDI or the Golf TDI. What does the TDI stand for?
Well, it's a turbo diesel injection. So, like Oscar probably said, you know, that's the reason Oscar was on the show. He's the technical guy.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I just sell these things. And
but it's like a fuel injector, I guess.
Exactly,
huh?
Exactly.
Fantastic. And so these diesels are a lot better. I know the diesel fuel itself has actually been cleaned up in the last couple of years. And, Dan, we've talked about this on the show before a little
bit.
Yes,
we have.
What is it actually about the new diesel that makes it cleaner?
Wow. I guess it's just the filter system.
The new filterings?
The way that the car filters out all the emissions. And as we've, you know, talked about in past, you know, not only is the diesel, you know, just great for gas mileage, the diesel gas continues to go down in price, which in return makes this car a way more affordable car than it was a few years ago.
And, Dan, now what kind of mileage are you getting on your car?
You've asked me not to tell you, or she threatened me with bodily hurt. We're getting about 48 miles to the gallon around town.
Around town!
And that's with a teenage driver. Michelle drives it very, very carefully. Lisa drives it very, very carefully. And we get about 48 around town.
Now, are you going to be taking it on your trip? I know you're heading up to Wisconsin soon. Are you going to be taking it on that trip?
No, it's not set up for towing a trailer. I'm taking a bunch of solar panels and some other equipment
up for the
house.
So you're going to have to take something a little more.
So taking something with a little bit bigger engine to it and towing capacity.
Well, you'll have to track it on a long-distance trip and see how it does.
I don't know if I'd get that kind of gas mileage. I tend to maybe have a heavier foot than you guys do.
Now, what are you seeing with customers there at Metro Volkswagen?
You know, we actually see pretty close to what Dan just said. I mean,
around
you have
50,
all different
then,
ranges,
huh?
And it depends on, you know, maintenance on the car, how you do your maintenance intervals, and how you drive the car. But, I mean, we see it daily coming onto our showroom floor and on our service floor. Customers just so happy, and they're getting anywhere from, you know, 46 to 52 miles per gallon in some cases.
And what are we seeing when folks are bringing those cars in? Like, if they keep them pretty well maintained, what kind of longevity should you get on a diesel?
Well, first of all, if anybody out there is keeping their car maintained, I would love to have it. We're giving top dollar on those vehicles right now. But in regards to longevity, I mean, golly, anywhere from 300 to 400,000 miles, no problem.
Wow. 50 miles a gallon, and you're basically going to have the car, well, for a long, long time. Many years.
They actually do tend to last that long. I've got friends of mine that have got diesels with 350,000, 400,000 miles on them. And part of what, you know, how we get our mileage is just a matter of how we drive it. Just drive it gently and time the lights.
Incredible. Well, it's time for us to go, but thank you so much, Todd, and thanks to Oscar. What's y'all's website for folks who want to visit?
It's www.metrovtx.com.
Fantastic. And for listeners in the Dallas area, you guys are located out there where?
183 and Story Road. And we'd love to help you out any way that we can.
Fantastic. And we'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car. And you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal. It's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a cool roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Hey, folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteuptexas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Okay, welcome back to Energize Green, and we have a very special surprise guest today. We've got Cheryl Long with us, and she's with Mother Earth News. And Cheryl, I know we had you on recently, and we were talking about honeybees, and we just didn't seem to have enough time. And so I was going to try to squeeze you in today and chat a little bit more about our declining honeybee population and what in the world is going on with them.
Well, they're still not sure exactly why, but in the last several years, like about one-third of all the honeybee hives have just kind of vanished. I mean, the bees go out, but they don't come back. They don't seem to find their way home. And so the government has set up a special task force to study this, and they're working on it, and they have a lot of different theories. One of them is that pesticides may be involved. There's a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are copycats of nicotine.
Oh, wow.
But it turns out that they're very, very potent, and they're putting them on the seed of corn and other plants. And then they're so potent that they are still in the plant like months later as the pollen forms, or they've now discovered that, you know how some plants will occasionally release little droplets of water on the tips of their leaves when the weather conditions. Well, this pesticide is in that water. And so if the bees say, oh, here's a nice drink, they get a dose of this pesticide.
And it's accumulating in their system, and they think it may be killing out some of the
populations. They think that may be a factor. It could be that it's not killing the bees. It's just disrupting their navigation enough that they can't really function, and then they don't get back to the hive, and, of course, then they die. But they die indirectly from the pesticide.
Well, I noticed in one of your recent copies of the Mother Earth News that one of your readers had written in and said, I have located some bees that actually were disoriented on the ground.
Yeah,
she was
writing about how bad it made her feel when she saw these bees that couldn't seem to find their way home. The one thing I wanted to mention here, though, too, is I think a lot of people don't realize how, first of all, honeybees are not native to this country. They're native to Europe. They're in this country, and they're handled commercially, really in much the ways that large livestock is. They're essential to pollinate a number of crops, lots of tree fruit crops like apples and peaches that people know about and almonds. But even in your home garden, if you don't have enough bees around, either honeybees or native bees, both of which are being damaged by some of the ways that we handle pesticides, if you don't have enough bees, not only will you not get very many strawberries or pumpkins or squash, but they won't be as big as they should be. Pollination is just really important.
It's really, really important. Yeah. My friends Sherry and Shorty French, who come on the show a lot, they're organic farmers down here. They've been just crying about bees this year, and their squash is nothing.
Yeah.
It's been nothing this year in comparison to last year.
Another theory on they call it colony collapse disorder.
Right.
And another theory is that they've inbred the bees so intensely to get the sort of maximum honey and maximum pollen. You know, they just sort of push them. They exploit them just the way we do kind of chickens and beef and the feedlots and so forth. And so the theory is that may be a factor in this disorder that they're seeing.
Hmm. Well, what's being done to help them? We've only got about 30 seconds left.
Well, there is a government task force with researchers around the country working pretty hard on it. And as I said, it's not only is it essential to gardens, but it's essential to agriculture. So hopefully they'll figure something out.
Hmm. I know you guys have some wonderful articles on your website there at MotherEarthNews.com all about what's going on with the bees and, of course, lots of other great topics, too. And listeners, if you have a chance and you're on the web, of course, visit MotherEarthNews.com. And I think we're having you back on, Cheryl, next week. What do you think?
Looking forward to it.
And we're going to be talking about some wind turbine issues and fall veggies and lots of exciting topics.
Great.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. And listeners, we're going to come back in just a moment with more Energize Green. Melissa Schultz is actually going to be with us, and she's going to do a beautiful segment on green thoughts. And Dan, what do you say? You want to come back in a minute?
Oh, very definitely. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back
with more Energize Green.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus E-Stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today. Or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
We're back with Melissa Schultz and this week's Green Thoughts.
My grandmother Gussie saw it for the first time in a store window on Grand Street on the Lower East Side in New York City. From the outside looking in, the English marquetry that defined the bedroom set was the epitome of beauty, one she hoped to be able to afford when she married Isaac, her longtime love. It would be a retreat to shut out the world, where handmade feather pillows would be piled high and a cotton duvet of her own making beckoned at the end of the day. Isaac and Gussie came to this country as teenagers, full with hopes and dreams of a new life in America. Isaac, a man with golden hands, was an inventor. To make ends meet, he bought old furniture and refinished it for resale, eventually making enough to buy the set his fiancée had so long admired. He told her that to spend the money on a couch would be pointless, since it would only wear with age and have to be replaced, but to spend it on a bedroom set, ah, that was an investment that would last a lifetime. Little did he know his decision would become the ultimate example of reusing and recycling over four generations. In their apartment, the bedroom set served as a sanctuary in sickness and in health, witnessing the birth of two children and weathering its share of arguments within its frame. It moved with them twice, eventually to their own Tudor-style house in Kew Gardens Hills, where my mother grew up. When she was a teenager, the bed was passed on to her. She used it as a closet, trying on clothes to make her look sophisticated, letting them pile high on the bed, dramatically flinging herself down onto its worn mattress if the day took a disappointing turn. Eventually, she married and moved away, returning to visit with her husband, my father, where they would sleep in her old room, sharing the bed that suddenly seemed small. At 6'2", he lay diagonally, his feet hanging over the side. Sometimes my brother, sister, and I would lie on it too, spending countless hours looking at photographs taken from shoeboxes stored in the room of family members lost in the war. Then, when I was a teenager, my grandfather died, and Nana sold the house I had come to love. When she asked me what I would like, I knew right away it was the bed. Like an old friend, the bed has traveled with me as my life has changed and changed again, bringing with it a sense of place, of home, and of family. Once on a dark night, the only night I've ever been drunk, it enveloped me, stood stalwart as my head seemingly spun in circles. 33 years later, several pieces of the bedroom set are scattered in different parts of my house, with the bed having taken up residence in my oldest son's room. Long and lean and 17, he lies diagonally across, his size 13.5 feet dangling over the side. When I see him there fast asleep, I know he is embraced and protected by the love of all those before him, his great-grandparents, his grandparents, and his parents. My hope is that one day his children will be able to tell this bedtime story of how the secret to a long and happy marriage is not to invest in a couch, but in a bedroom set, because like love, it should last a lifetime. And then some.
Beautiful. Dan, I have to say, as I read Melissa's and listened to Melissa's essay, I had a chance to read it a few days ago, and then, of course, just listening to her here today, I think of all the different things, artifacts in my own family that have meant so much, and definitely the bedroom set that Melissa's grandparents had is something very, very special.
Possessions that have been passed along from one generation to the next.
Definitely. It's funny. I have just a few things from my grandparents. One of the things I have is a book from one of my grandfathers. He was from Germany, and it is a book of seeds and plants and different color plates of what they look like. And it's in Old German. And as you thumb through and you look at the pictures of the plants that he grew. He used this book as a guideline back around 1910, 1920. I can almost just feel my grandfather's hands on the book. It's really spooky and neat, though. I love it, actually.
My grandfather gave me an old radio, an old Crosley. It was operated on batteries.
Wow.
And it was built in 1918.
Neat.
And that's how I got started in radio. Actually, I collect old radios and restore them.
How fun. And see, I collect old microphones, so together, we make a great radio show, right?
You've got the broadcast. I've got the receiving side.
That's right. Well, we're just about out of time, and I did want to mention there are a couple of events coming up nationally. Folks, be sure and go take a look at our website. Check out. Dan's got some terrific links there for you. One in particular I want to mention is the San Francisco Green Festival. All of our friends from Mother Earth are going to be there.
The whole team.
The whole team, even Brian Welch, who is the Mother Earth News publisher, is going to be there. And again, you can visit our website, find out more about that. And we will be back, of course, with more Green Lean and Energy King next week. Till then, see ya.
Bye-bye.